Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors. You want to keep it real.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in. New episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Coach Clint. I got a new a.k.a. now. I'm now Coach Clint. I'll explain in a second, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. Look, we don't got a whole bunch of, you know, ads at the beginning. I just want y'all know I'm at the Kansas City Comedy Club this weekend, five shows. May 20th to the 22nd. Again, Kansas City, if you listen to this, you a hoochie daddy, bring your ass to the show. All right. First of all, let me tell y'all why I'm now Coach Clint. So today, as I was perusing through my comments, and y'all were, you know, like, oh, y'all listening to me telling everybody it's hoochie daddy season, somebody said, get them together, coach. Somebody said, get them together, coach. I don't know why, but that hit my spirit. I felt good. I feel like a coach. If I'm a coach, if you're watching this, just put the whistle in the comments or something. Give me a whistle or something. That's a coach. If you watch this and you say Clint's the coach, because here's the thing. I want to be the coach of the Hoochie Daddy season because I feel like I can guide us to the promised land, fellas. Because here's the thing, this is the second part to this hoochie daddy thing that I'm going to address. All right. I told y'all on the last episode that hoochie daddy season is about feeling good about yourself. It's about you look good, you smell good, your thighs is out, all of that. But I want to get into the actual confidence and the attitude behind it. I touched on it the last episode, but I think I really want to discuss it because here's the thing. Hoochie daddy season does not mean fuck boy. You hear me? Hoochie daddy season does not mean fuck boy. Hoochie daddy season means we're setting the tone. Remember I told y'all, Prosecco orange juice cup. That's not going to get you pussy. What that gets you is I set the tone, and now she's on offense. She's on a date now. You've efficiently relaxed her because you thought ahead of time and said, you know what? I want you to enjoy this day. Here's a mimosa. Start off with a mimosa. You're starting, again, I told y'all, that's 200 points on the fucking SAT. Easy buckets. But let's keep going. Setting the tone means, fellas, whether we like this or not, all right, we want to walk around here and we want to beat our chests and we want to talk about being men. I realized that I did not become a man until the day I started leading with actions. I didn't grow up until I started leading with actions. Because see, here's the thing. In the term hoochie daddy, there is daddy. There is daddy. I'm not saying you my daddy or you her daddy, but goddamn it, hoochie daddy, daddy, to me, my dad was a leader. That was my dad. I didn't have to, like, when my dad, when my teachers used to say, Clint, I'm calling your dad, that hit different than my mom. My mom was going to yell at me. I wasn't trying to hear that shit. And I'm still not trying to hear it. Mom, if you listen to this, all right, I never listen when you're yelling, all right? Can you please lower your damn voice? And I'm only saying this on the podcast because you would, because I wouldn't say this to your face because you might punch me in my throat. So I'm just saying you need to quiet all that down. I don't be listening. You be yelling, I'll be like, Anyway, that being said, but when they called my dad, motherfucker walked in the room, I'm scared. And I'm only saying that because that was the kind of presence that my dad had. So now, let's get back to Hoochie Daddy season. You walking in the building with confidence. You walking in the building, like think about the confidence it takes to have little ass shorts on. That's really what Hoochie Daddy season is. Y'all think it's, oh, we about to treat. No, dog, like think about it. Think of the confidence we gotta have in ourselves and our thighs to say, you know what, man, fuck that. We showing it. Show a little skin this summer. That's confidence. That's confidence. Then again, you look good. Your beard is right. Your hair is right. Like you're now going again. Like I said, you're going to approach a woman on offense. You ain't saying nothing stupid. Hoochie daddies don't say dumb shit. We don't say dumb shit. We don't walk up to a woman and be like, yo, put your, we say hello. Hoochie daddies introduce themselves. We introduce ourselves. We say good evening, good morning. My name is such and such. Yeah, we not sliding, Hoochie daddies not sliding women DMs saying dumb shit. I better not see that this summer, fellas. Know who you are. Again, quality shots, man. Let's keep going. I want to say this. I'm telling y'all, I don't want people to get the wrong message. I don't want the message to be that Hoochie Daddy's like, we trying to get over on women. I'm done arguing with women in the comments, man. I'm finished with that. That ain't for me no more, man. We not trying to find better ways to fuck women over this summer. That's not what a Hoochie Daddy summer is. What it is we enjoying ourselves with women while they calling us Hoochie Daddies. That's it. We're, here's the thing, all right? I for years on this pod, not for years, I'm saying it like this podcast has been around for 20 years, for 3 years, but for about the first year and a half of this podcast, I think this podcast really took a split right around the time my father passed away, all right? It took a split because it made me look at myself in the mirror and really say, okay, like what am I doing wrong and what am I contributing and what am I spewing out? You know what I'm saying? And from now on, I vow, I'm like, look, man, I'm not finna spew out hate towards women because that's not how I feel. And I'm not trying to have a viral clip talking about how women don't do this and women need to do this and blah, 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 blah. I don't care about that no more. Fellas, we gotta check ourselves before we can correct anybody the fuck else. You ever be at a job, right? And your manager is telling you what you need to be doing, but you realize they don't do nothing. They don't do anything they tell you to do. That's how women be looking at us when we be telling them what they need to be doing. Women need to do this. And women need to do that. And what the fuck do we need to do? And my thing is, when I say what we need, I'm not coming down y'all throat. I'm sorry, that's yo. I was gonna say I'm not jumping down your throat, but that's not good either. But whoa, that's funny. Ha! Oh, shit. All right. You get what I'm saying though, fellas. Did I just lose y'all? Fellas, if you listen to this in your Honda, your Beamer, or you're like, I'm turning this off. I'm turning it off. Anyway, I'm taking it too far. My bad. All right, my bad. No, but let's get back to the point. The point is that I'm not trying to come at y'all. I'm not trying to come at y'all in a negative way. And I'm not saying, and I'm not dirty macking and trying to explain like or tell women, fellas, we need to start treating. No, man. All I'm asking y'all to do is do basic, regular man shit. That's it. I'm not asking you to go above and beyond for these hoes, as you may call it.
You slept through your alarm, missed the train, and your breakfast sandwich.
Ugh.
Cold. Sounds like you could use some luck.
I'm Victoria Cash, and Lucky Land is where people go every day to get lucky. At Lucky Land, you can play over 100 casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Go to LuckyLandSlots.com and get lucky today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
But if you ask a woman for your time, dog, this summer, I don't want to hear about you telling women, oh, I'm not paying because you're using me for my money. I don't want to fucking hear that. You're not a hoochie daddy if you do that. That's not hoochie daddy season. If I find that out again, you're getting removed. You're getting removed. You're not one of us. So now I want to talk about plans. Because a lot of these hoochie daddy things, you gotta have plans in your belt, under your belt. A lot of you motherfuckers get the number, you get right there, and then you fail because you don't make plans. Now, ladies, sit on the side for a second. Move over here. All right? Sit on the side for a second. Talking to guys. I want you to know this, fellas. I know what it's like to be a guy with no plans. Because making plans ain't easy. I'm not about to sit here and tell you that it's easy. Women act like making plans for them is simple as just boom, 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 boom. But I know there's a psychology behind why we're afraid to. Most of us, fellas, we're afraid to make plans because we don't want those plans to be either considered corny or we do not want those plans to fail. We don't want those plans to be considered corny, and we do not want those plans to fail. So what we do is we try to avoid as much as we can until a woman ends up saying, you know what, let's just go here. But the women that don't have time for that, because they want you to make plans, you're not getting nowhere with them. And rightfully so. I understand that, ladies. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't demand plans. But ladies, I'm here to tell you that you can come back in real quick. Sit over here. We don't not make plans. And I'm sorry for using a double negative, but we don't not make plans because we don't want to, or because most of the time we really scared that we either y'all gonna be like, yo, this shit corny, or y'all gonna shoot it down, or you're gonna ask 50 fucking million questions when we make the plan. And we don't feel like hearing it. That's the God honest truth. Don't sit here and don't be like, well, why, who, but why, can't you? This is how you listening to this podcast. You're not listening to this podcast to find out how your girlfriends think. You're listening to this podcast because you want to find out how men think. I'm telling you right now, for every most grown ass men who are scared to make plans or who don't make plans, it's not because we don't like you. It's because we're scared. We don't want that shit to be, you be like, oh, that shit whack. Like, you know how, let's be real. You make plans for a guy. Let's say you make plans for a guy and then he shoots that shit. Not shoot it down, but he get to where you go and be like, ah, I'm not interested in this shit corny. You're going to be hurt. That doesn't excuse you fellas from making plans. I'm just saying I know why. And let's get to it. So now during Hoochie Daddy season, when you got your Hoochie Daddy shorts on, and you got your you looking right, your beard smelling good. Now let's have the confidence to make said plans. Let's have some confidence to make said plans. Because here's the thing, fellas. I'm gonna put you up on game. Most women are fine to do whatever it is you want to do, as long as it's not illegal, sexual, or completely left field. Like, don't think it's cool to take a chick to a fucking, you know, I don't know. You know where not to take women. Don't think you could. Don't try to take a woman to a strip club unless that's. Well, then again, you know they got good wings. Well, do whatever makes you fucking happy. Goddamn it, that's what I'm gonna do. Ain't no rules. Maybe that's the key to Hoochie Daddy season. Ain't no fucking rules. Ain't no rules. No holds barred summer. I actually like that. I used to like no holds barred matches in wrestling. Think about that. But here is a rule. The rule is, if you listen to this podcast, you better be coming to one of my shows. Don't forget I'm on tour. Because a lot of y'all like to fast forward during the front, the beginning of this podcast. We right here. My Edible Kicked In Tour. May 20th to the 22nd, I'm in Kansas City. May 27th, I'm in Orlando, Florida. May 29th, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. If you heard your city, if you listen to this, get your tickets. They're in the link in the description. On top of that, Royal Series of Spades will be at the Roots Picnic June 4th, June 5th. If you got tickets to the Roots Picnic, I'm going to tell y'all now, too. Don't ask me. Them Jones is $225. But it's like 2 days, though. Like, you know, they got like Mary J. Blige. Like, oh, nigga, I'm going to the Roots Picnic and Mary J. Blige is the headliner? Man, first of all, Mary, does Mary play spades? First of all, that's a dumbass question. I know for a fact Miss Mary Jane Blige plays spades. Excuse me. How you doing, Miss Mary? If you don't mind. You don't even got to play. Just come over there. I would love to be your partner. I'm going to be partners with Monet Tejada. Nigga, it's on. Anyway, Mary's performing. If y'all don't know me, you don't know anything about me, I am like the Mary, or like, I'm a male Mary stan, dog. Like, I'm up there with them niggas. You know them dudes. You know what I'm talking about. I'm just as bad as them. I can't say that. I be, that's my girl. Hey. Anyway. Let's keep talking. So I just said that there was no rules to this summer, and I firmly agree with that. But let's get back to plans, right? And I said, fellas, let's have the confidence to make said plans. All right. Now I got off track by talking about the fact that you know where not to take a woman. No, you whatever your heart leads you. My thing is this: you know the number one thing you need to be a comedian. The number one thing, it really is confidence. I don't think something is funny when I tell a joke on stage. I know it's funny, right? So what I do is I present. There's two different attitudes when telling jokes, and these separate the niggas who's funny and the motherfuckers who don't have it. And here's what that is. Hey, y'all, here's the joke. I think it's funny. I hope you laugh. Yeah, I was that comedian in year one. 15 years later, it's here's the joke. I know it's funny. I know when the punchline is coming. And I know when I know when to expect your laughter so I can pause. There's a confidence and an arrogance to that. That's how we got to be this summer with our plans, fellas. We got to have confidence in our plans. So let's say you decide to take a woman to something that you like. Like, yo, I like Clint Coley. I'm going to go see his show, right? Have confidence. Yo, we going to a comedy show. Bottom line, he's going, I believe in my guy in making you laugh. Or we going to a rap show. Okay. But this is somebody I like. Who we going to see? Y'all might go see Benny the Butcher. I'm pretty sure she not trying to see that. But shit, who knows? Most women are flexible and don't mind inviting, being in your world for a second. But fellas, if they going to do that, you got to compromise and do something they like too. Also, here's the number one thing you need, fellas. Here's the number one thing you need. You know what you need this Hoochie Daddy season? You need a good fucking memory. That's all you need. You remember some shit, you apply that shit. You see, she sees you listening. That is a bucket. If your dates dictate or show that you've been listening, that is a bucket. That's another. By the time you got the Prosecco that and then listening, nigga, that you're up by 20 points. You're just already a blowout. She might as well hand over the sticks. It's over. That's a blowout. That's a blowout. That's a blowout. I mean, that's a blowout. Prosecco, orange juice, listening plans. Not just plans. Listening plans. Nigga, there's a difference. There's regular plans. That's, hey, we going here. Hey, we going there. She's not opposed to it, but if she has a good time, that's an extra win. Now.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Now, that's when you get to the bonus round. That's when you get to the bonus round. Fellas, I challenge you this summer to put a woman on some shit in your city she's never seen or done before. That's what I challenge you, fellas. You put a woman on to some shit in your city that she's never seen or she's never done before. I promise you now, you do that, you're getting, that's, hey man, we gonna be the, we the Bulls. Come on, I mean, that's championship level. And it could be anything. Food spot is actually, to me, is the that's the coup de grace right there. Like, but now, ladies, Now, ladies, if one hoochie takes you to a spot, you do not take that spot and take your hoochie there. Do you hear me? If a hoochie takes you to a spot and he puts you on, you didn't know nothing about it, right? You cannot, if things don't work out with said hoochie, you cannot take the new hoochie, whoever he may be, to same spot. That is a that's a flag on the play. No. We're breaking that up. You're getting dismissed too, sis. If I find out you did that, you're gonna have to report to the coach. You're getting benched. I don't want to hear nothing like that this summer. I don't want to hear that. City girls, you're not up. You're not up. I don't want to hear that. Let's keep going. I really do challenge you, though, to put somebody on some shit, man. And here's why, right? I realized that every time the summertime comes around, and I think this is probably why I'm so excited about Hoochie Daddy season. I feel like life happened, the best moments of my life happened in the summer. Like my fondest memories in life happened. Some of the best lessons that life has ever taught me has happened in a summer, but it happened in a fun way. It happened in a fun way. Never forget. It's the summer of 2009. I remember that was the first time I decided that I was going to openly let women know that I get bitches. Does that make sense? Like, I was being openly disrespectful. Like, you see me dancing over here with this chick after I done got your phone. I was trying to be that guy. And the biggest lesson it taught me that summer was, Clint, you really aren't that guy. How did I find out I wasn't that guy? Well, women do that, do what I was talking about doing. Women let men know we get niggas way better. Because what they do is they get niggas that's your friends or niggas that know that sting you. Ain't nothing worse than date me, and then you date another comedian who might be like you date D-Ray or something, I'm gonna be mad. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Not to say that I think D-Ray is better. You get what I'm going with this. That's how women sting. But I say all that to say this. The summer gives you great lessons, but I also think summer moments should be shared, or summer places should be shared. Like, there's a lot of things that's popping up this summer. There's a lot of things that's happening this summer. There's a lot of things that you can legit do with somebody this summer and be like, wow, like, I remember like going to that spot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, prime example. I remember when I was a kid, there was this club called Bahama Bay in Philly. It was on Delaware Avenue. And on Sundays, like, the parents was allowed, like, you was allowed to bring your whole family. So my mom brought me to Bahama Bay on a Sunday in Philly. I remember this like it was yesterday. But that was the first, that was like, it had to be like 95, right? And when I distinctly remember, like, this is how we do it. But like, in its prime, not like, you know, it's overdone today, but like when that song was like the shit, like niggas' hands was in the air. Like, I remember vivid, like I think Montel might have been performing, honestly, and I just don't remember. I'm pretty sure he was performing, but I remember like, damn, like I remember seeing some shit I never. And then I remember when I got older, that was what I was looking for. I was looking to take a chick to Bahama Bay. I was looking to take a young lady to Bahama Bay because I remembered it from when I was a kid. I say all that to say, yo, man, like, the summer, everything's open. Every city got shit open, wherever you live. And I don't want to hear there's nothing to do in the summertime, especially if you live in these cities, LA, New York, Chicago, Philly, Dallas, Houston, Miami, DC, Atlanta, especially Atlanta. Austin, I don't want to hear there's nothing to do. There's more than enough shit to do. Find it. The world is at your fingertips. But fellas, you're not worried about whether or not she's going to shoot your plans down. Because your plans are solid. And do you know why your plans are solid, bro? Let me tell you why. Your plans are solid because you like her. Your plans are solid because you took a quality shot. Your plans are solid because you know, it's not about you messing up. It's not about you not trying to mess up. It's about the fact that, yo, like, you putting in value, you're putting in serious effort into making somebody's day and even making your own day. That's the thing. Like, fellas, we always thinking like we going out on these dates and it's just for women. No, bro, you can have fun too. When you take women out on dates and you make plans, if there's some fun shit you want to do, hey, bro, do it. She with you. She want to do it too. Y'all want to have fun. That's it. That's the code. I don't know why. Like, we trust me. Dates are not just for women. That's the problem. I think, fellas, we put too much stock into trying to make a date perfect when it's like, yo, bro, why don't you pick some shit that you can have fun at too? I just realized that, like, throughout my entire life, and even most guys, we be like, oh, man, we want to impress her. But it's like, nah, dog, we taking the chick out on a date. We trying to have fun too. Don't ask me why I keep saying too. You can have fun, bro. It's okay. I like baseball. I like baseball. I'm going to the baseball game. We going. You going to like it too. Oh, baseball boring. Not with me, it ain't. Steve Reich, bitch. Like, what the fuck? If I go for real. And you know how much a baseball game costs, fellas? That's the cheat code, for real, for real. Take a chick to a baseball game, tickets be like $6. No bullshit. Depending on, I mean, all right, we know Yankees tickets, Cubs tickets, Dodger tickets, and Red Sox tickets ain't $8. But nigga, you can get Cleveland Guardians tickets for like $12. No bullshit. On like a Wednesday. Wednesday, 7 o'clock game, you having fun too. Unless you get on the kiss cam. That ain't fun. But let's dive into that for a second, fellas. Why don't we be wanting to have fun on dates? Or why don't we think we deserve to have fun on dates? And I don't mean deserve, but why do you think that the date is always all about her? Like, even if you're the one making plans, again, you're on your, like, bro, I want you to know this. If you're the ones making plans, we have home court advantage. If she says you pick, you got home field advantage. If you're coming on my turf, I got this. You need some turf. You don't have a home court. Pick a home court, my man. You like, well, Clint, what's a home court? A bar, a lounge, a restaurant, something special that you like. That's your home court. The baseball field. Home court. You should have fun too. Let's say you tell a woman, yo, I'm trying to go to the arcade. She, nigga, what? She probably suck at video games. But she playing. She playing. You find something y'all like. Air hockey or some shit. Fellas, you tell a woman, hey, fellas, first of all, this summer, all hoochie daddies better be bringing their lady to an amusement park of some sort. Oh, for sure. Hoochie daddies is riding roller coasters this summer.
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today. At Lucky Land. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
You better believe that, nigga. My hoochie dad, I'm... For sure. Home court. Amusement park. Easy win. It's always something to do there. Easy win. A little expensive. I ain't gonna lie to you. Six Flags, like $65. Unless you got one of them soda cans. Get you a soda can. You know what I mean? That's another thing, ladies. I don't want to hear, oh, he paid. Yeah. This is what I don't want to hear this summer, ladies. Y'all go to the amusement park and then he hand them two soda cans and be like, oh, he used the soda can to get in. And we're going to keep using soda cans. And any woman that ain't with soda cans, you can sit on the bench, Hoochie Mama. We don't need you. We using soda cans, fellas. Just soda cans up. And take a woman to the amusement park and have some fun. Damn right. Soda cans. Anyway. No, for real, though. For real. Going to the amusement park. You got your pack of lunch. Nigga. Nigga, you packing a... You take... Nigga. Girl. Okay. This is the... Here's the play, fellas. You ready? Let's huddle up. Here's the play. For those of you guys that don't have no plans, right? You don't have no plans this summer. And you need a home court? Here it is. Prosecco. Orange juice. Right there, you got the playlist. When you set, then your plans, amusement park. Soda cans. All right? Soda cans. You pack the lunch. That involves liquor. There's nothing like being there's nothing like being at the amusement park lit. Y'all ever been to Six Flags lit? I want y'all, either go get high or go have like four drinks. But don't ride the roller coasters if you're drinking. But get high or go, nigga, take an edible and go to the amusement park. Whew. Top tier. Believe that. Then, y'all there for a few hours. Y'all there for, as a matter of fact, fellas, I suggest a water park this summer. Fellas, y'all swim? I go swimming. Fellas, you taking women swimming on dates? Fellas, are you taking a woman swimming on a date? How about that? She like, I can't swim. Well, bitch, you better get in the shallow water. Get your feet wet. Come on, man. We having fun this summer. Yo. That's another thing. That's the plan. Hoochie Daddy summer is fun. We getting wet. We riding bikes. We going to the field. We playing frisbee. Nigga, black people. I want to see black people playing frisbee this summer. I want you so happy that you are in a park with nothing but air and open space and you catching frisbees. With your Hoochie Daddy shorts on. That's what I want. We having fun this summer. Yeah, man. I think that covers it. I think as your coach, I think that we have a solid game plan going into this season. Fellas, if you could do me a favor and just let me know, what do you think of the plan? How do you feel about where we're headed? You know, this is a team. We're a team. We're a team, fellas. This is a group effort. All right. We are a legit. We're a squad. So I want to know what the players think. You know. I need to know that. I take this serious, as y'all can see. I take it serious. Cause you don't need a coach out there. Not knowing how to execute. Do I need to call? I know when to call a timeout. I don't think we need a timeout right now. Right now, the state of Hoochie Daddies, I like where we going. I see y'all using my voice and making videos and showing your chest and showing your thighs. I see you, fellas. You look good. Keep going. Good job, fellas. You know, you look good. I like it. I like it. And fellas, you know what I want? Hey, fellas, if you see your Hoochie brother, all right, you see a Hoochie brother, if you see a guy, fellas, this is what I want, man. Black men, I want us to compliment each other. If you out and you see another black man and he got on some nice shoes, he got a nice hat, something like that, nice shirt on, you know what I mean? Tell that man, hey, brother, oh, some nice shoes. You know what to do. Oh, some nice shoes, man. Come on, hat. I want you to give them the same compliments that women be giving their friends. I see you, hat. I see you, shirt. Yeah, I'm doing that to my guys this summer. You damn right. If I see you, fellas, I'm giving you a compliment. Yeah, man. I like this. All right. My edible has not worn off. It's not wearing off. But I think I'm making sense. And I wanted to save this part for the end of the episode. Here's the last thing I want to say. I'm tired of these podcasts, men and women. I'm tired of bashing each other. I'm tired of talking about what men don't do. Tired of women talking about I'm tired of it. I'm part of the solution. I want the change. I'm going to be the change that I want to see. And the change that I want to see is us start liking each other again. Meaning black men and black women. I want us on the same page. And how can I do that? I'm doing that by, fellas, I'm be on you all summer. I'm on you all summer. But here's what I'm on you about. I'm on you about your confidence. I'm on you about your hygiene. I'm on you about how you look. I'm on you about how we feel. Fellas, I'm on you because at the end of the day, we are the tone setters. The moment you realize that, the easier life will get. It is hard being a leader. It is hard because you feel like you got other things that I know. I be there. It's happened. It happens to me. But you have to figure out how to balance this shit. And that's where we go. I'm on you. And I feel like if our attitude as men changes towards women, I think they're going to soften up. But you can't worry about what these other niggas is doing. You can only worry about and be the man you want to be. If you want to be a nigger with an ER, then do it. But keep that shit to yourself. Go be by yourself. Don't come over here ruining our joy. We ain't got time for that. That's it. For the niggas that want to listen, cool. I'm here. We talking. Niggas that don't want to listen, don't tell me I'm being a simp. No. The stand I'm taking is I'm not arguing with women no more. It's over. I'm taking the high road. The high road is, what the fuck can I do as a man to project better positivity so that I don't have to end up with somebody's broken ass fucking daughter? That's what we on. And we on catching up to the women who really got it together and want us and want the best for us. I'm not arguing with women no more. That shit is over. Ladies, you won. I don't care what we've done in the past. I'm only going by what we trying to be going forward. And we hoochies. We hoochies with respect. We're checking our egos at the door. We coming to you right. We coming correct. We're not coming on, we're not doing that. You choose what the fuck you want to do after that. But fellas, let's be real. You can only control what you can control. You tell people that all the time. Or you always want to say, oh, don't stress over women. Guess what? We're going to start stressing about ourselves and getting better. Send this to your friend. Your mans need to hear this. Pull him to the side. You got a homeboy that ain't been a team player. Pull him to the side. Send him this. And if you that nigga that hey, bro, what's up? I'm Clint. I'm holding you accountable. But I'm not saying it in the way that you that makes you feel like you this small. Because, nigga, we all, if that's the case, that we all this small. I'm right here with you. I be fucking up. I be fucking up. I can admit that shit. You be fucking up. That's it. Show is, what show is, they know show. It is a show. It's a show. May 20th to the 22nd, but being Kansas City. And, yeah. That's it. That's it. I have fun. We have some fucking fun. All right, stop arguing with people, man. Just go have some fucking fun, man. Go enjoy yourself. You just mad all the time. Just mad at what you mad at. Just go have some fun. Jesus Christ. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. You wanna keep it real?
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today at Lucky Land.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.